Bradford on Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show here on Absolute Radio. Hope you're very well this Sunday morning. A sunny Sunday morning. Finally, got some actually nice weather this week. It's been glorious. Hope it's nice where you are. Steve Edge is here.
Hello. I mean, if anything, it's too hot, isn't it?
Mate, keep your mouth shut. Don't let the weather gods hear you slagging off the weather.
No, they must have used all their rain reserves now, the gods. So that it can only be sunshine now, can't it?
Yeah, there can't be any water left in those clouds.
No.
Yeah, no. But here we are.
Yeah.
Beautiful, but it is too hot. You are right.
It's too...
Split the difference, weather.
Yeah, come on. Just meet us in between, can you? Although the good news is we've got water again, so that's good.
Oh, yes. So what's going... So for people who don't know, in the Hastings area last week...
St. Leonard's mainly, I think, and a bit of, you know, Fairlight and the sort of posher bits.
Southern Water, is that the company?
I think so, yeah, that's them, yeah. The water just, their pipe burst in the middle of a forest, apparently. There's all sorts on Facebook and Twitter.
Conspiracy, I bet it's some conspiracy theories, isn't it?
Don't drink the water for another 4 weeks, they got to clean it. Well, have they? And you know every Facebook chat, somebody says that, somebody says, well, I never drink anyway, I drink bottled water. Oh, I wish I had the money to drink bottled water all the time. You know, every argument. So I imagine it's as fine as tap water is, you know. Yeah. So, but I mean, when it came on a Sunday, 4 days without, I nearly cried.
I can believe it.
And I drank my tears because I'd been doing that for 4 days while I was crying.
Of course, full circle. Southern Water challenged over pipe declared outworn in 2007.
So there you go. There was
nearly 20 years old, but it should have been. But they've
how long has it been there? You know, it was in a forest, dense forest, they said, under trees. It's been there like 80 years probably, hasn't it, or something?
Yeah, maybe. They've not really... I guess they've not got the money, have they, though, the water companies?
No.
To be fair to them.
No, I think the bonuses, they don't really exist anymore, do they, for the Australian people who own Southern Water, or the Australian billionaires?
It's mad all that, isn't it?
Have you heard, mate? The water's gone off in St. Leonard's-on-Sea. Where's it? We had all the pipes there. I don't know. Put another tomahawk steak and Salt Bay on the barbie.
There's so many of those now, though, isn't there? I mean, I have started to feel like a bit of a, especially at post-Brexit, I feel a bit of a little Englander.
I know, but it's a very funny world we live in because we don't want to get too political, but the old post-Brexit was like, we want our country back, we want to run our own country. Yeah. We don't own anything.
We don't
everybody
own anything.
Everybody owns everything. The Australians, the Germans, everybody owns all our stuff.
Nothing's owned by us. The railways, the water.
Yeah.
I don't get
it. At least no one's having our sardines, eh? You know what I mean? Because that, you know,
everyone
should have a sardine over here. Well, the bits that are near the bit that we want to keep are ours. So just keep your hands off.
We're not a show of deep politics, are we? We're a show of... nonsense with no consequence. Hey, Steve, you'll never guess who I bumped into the other day.
Bump into? Who?
Ken Bruce. Well, funny enough, he mentioned you.
Did he? What did he say?
So I was walking into to do Lorraine. Yeah. There's no way of saying that, by the way. That doesn't make it sound
ropey.
Also, spell check didn't
You're on
work.
Lorraine, you're doing Lorraine. It's bad, isn't it?
All of it's bad, yeah. Although the people were following me on Twitter, I typed, I'm about to be in Lorraine, which
was
is...
That a spelling mistake? What happened there?
It was a spelling mistake, yeah. And it wasn't even... It was Christine.
It was Christine, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. They've really got to change the title of that show.
They should, shouldn't they, really? Maybe she's insisted on it. If I'm not there... Well, it's just creating the graphics and everything again.
Just a little asterisk. I said on the show, put a little asterisk and put Christine. Christine Lampard.
Yeah. Or just spray it over.
Yeah, you know, exactly, just for the day.
Rules. Just it's just crossed out with a spray can. Like Banks has done it, and it just says, Christine Lampard.
So I was walking in, and Ken Bruce was coming out. Ah, Jason. And I said, oh, hiya, Ken. And literally, he was getting in his car. He went, nice to see you. He said, oh, by the way, tell Steve Edge his impression of me is getting worse. I just got in the car and drove off.
What do you think of your impression of him?
I mean, that's the first time I've ever done it, so you won't have heard it.
So I look forward to seeing Ken Bruce getting in a car next week and go, tell Jason his impression of me is getting much worse.
Yeah, I'm not professing to be able to do it. I was just adding a bit of flavour.
Like I am. Like I am.
Alistair McGowan over here.
The man of a thousand voices.
It's three.
Three. Two and a half are kind of passable. Yeah.
I love you, Ken Bruce, and I think we all do.
I think we've captured the essence of the essence of Ken. When I do it in front of people, people go, oh, "That's very good." But if you're Ken Bruce, I'm sure I don't sound.
It's going to sound wrong if it's Ken Bruce, if you're actual Ken Bruce. But the thing is, Steve, I couldn't tell if he was like just joking or not, or he was genuinely annoyed.
Is it getting to him, do you think? It's getting to him.
The only way of finding out is just to carry on, I think.
Hi, Ken, you had a good day. No, I've just been listening to Jason Manford's radio show again, and that Brummy gets on there doing their voice again. I mean, I'm not saying it's a good impression.
I think it's spot on, mate. You know. It's like his ear, so I'm having it.
Well, he's going to be livid when he hears that.
Livid.
Well, it's done out of love, you know what I mean?
Of course, and respect.
Flattery is a sincerest form of what?
It's not that, but yeah.
No, I'm trying to make it work so he won't be cross. I don't want cross Ken Bruce. I feel like
that's all we need.
He's got another voice that he turns into. Now listen to me. You know what I mean? He just turns. Yeah.
Nasty Ken Bruce.
I don't want to hear nasty Ken Bruce. I want to hear lilting, lyrical Toya. Yeah. Top of the pot chats. Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah. No, you don't want to hear the other side of Ken Bruce.
No, thank you.
I just realised that when I was doing my Ken Bruce, which I'm not saying I can do Ken Bruce at all, I'm not doing Ken Bruce. I'm copying you doing Ken Bruce. It's like a copy of a copy.
It's like in the old days where you used to record stuff on video and you'd copy it off your mate and the quality got worse,
yeah,
and the same
went
a little bit at a time.
I'm like someone using their iPhone recording off the telly.
Yeah.
Like that's my, hello, it's Ken Bruce. I'm Steve Edge doing Ken Bruce. That's all. That's my Ken Bruce. Hey, we've got one of these.
Questions for Steve.
This one comes from Janet Curtis, who says, I have a question. What's the weirdest thing anyone has ever asked you to sign? Jason, please don't say the Christmas card I got you to sign for me at Kingston in September 2022. No, I've done many, many Christmas cards. What have you been asked to sign, Steve?
Well, when I was doing stand-up years ago, I did a little tour towards the end and we do a little signing thing at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And this rather sort of, like, let's just say buxom girl came up with everything.
Right. I see where this is going, yeah.
You need to see where it's going, can't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she said, do you sign, we were just signing programs. She went, do you sign body parts? And I went, right. Oh. It was a bit awkward. But yeah, yeah.
Also, the way she's phrased it sounds like she's going to just pull someone's leg out of a bag.
That is exactly what she did. She said, do you sign body parts? Oh. She said, oh, yeah. And then she went, can you sign my brother's arse? And then it came over.
Oh no! So you thought, oh, she wants her boobs done, and then it ended up.
I have done that. You must have done that.
I've actually never done
a
boob. Yeah, no, because I always think like, where do you hold? You know what I mean? Like, what do you do? Do you just do it like with the tip?
It's pretty much like signing a t-shirt. You know when they stretch it out for you?
Yeah, that's my worry.
They present.
Oh, they do it.
Yeah, they present. Yeah, you can't. Right. Yeah, you can't. I don't think it happens anymore.
No, I feel like it's gone. It's gone that now.
It should, and it's. I think when it was happening,
so it should.
This is probably about. I think about 2000 and they had like a little Phoenix Nights convention at the Phoenix Club. So it's probably about 2001, 2002, and there was a girl there who was. We all signed.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't.
I just feel like you're also admitting that you've touched someone's boob, literally. Well,
only with the marker pen.
I was here.
Not actually physically, you haven't. Only with a marker pen.
I did have a guy who had who asked me to sign his belly. Mm. And he was quite a big fella. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I really want to. And then when he lifted his belly up, he had loads of signatures tattooed on his belly and had them all Jimmy Carr and Chubby Brown, ironically. And so I sort of thought, well, I guess so. It's a bit like being on the Blackpool comedy carpet, this belly.
I think there's a guy in Benidorm who's the same. We all signed his arm and he's got everyone in Benidorm's signature all over him.
So yeah, I don't, not really, Janet. I guess boobs over the year, big fella's belly in Leeds, I think that was Leeds Arena.
Yeah.
The odd cast here and there. But yeah, generally. Prosthetics, have you done any prosthetic limbs or anything
no,
like
I've
that?
No, I've never done a prosthetic limb, no.
Imagine that probably.
Trainers, did a pair of trainers once. Somebody had a pair of trainers that they sort of made up into something.
Yeah. I've done the back of people's phones sometimes. I always feel bad about that.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, so you sign the back of my phone. I don't know what that's about, but yeah. So no, generally it's fine. The only thing that does my head in is when you get to stage door occasionally, and I love stage door. I love seeing people in that, but you get like professionals who turn up at stage door who
yeah,
like
don't put your name on it. Don't put my name on it. Just put
yeah. They've not been to the show. They've got loads of like professionally printed photos of you, and then you go, "Who's it to?" And they go, "Oh no, just." Put your name and you think, this is going on eBay.
That's what I put. I put a good look on eBay. That's what I was right.
Yeah. Another question, Steve. So this one's from Paul Walker, who says, as you are both he's used the word celebrity, Steve. We don't like that word, do we?
I am at all, but yeah.
I mean, technically, yeah, but we just don't use it about ourselves.
No, I feel like, for like 96-97% of my life, I'm just an anonymous bloke walking around town. And then every now and again, when I'm at my worst, you know, if I had a shower and I'm just getting on a bus, somebody will go, "Oh, you're in Benidorm?" And I go, that's me.
What I like about yours as well, I've noticed this, certainly, especially in fact, since Madame Blanc, is your demographic is very specific now.
It does slightly cross over with yours a little bit, I think.
Oh, don't get me wrong, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mums, isn't it? It's mums.
It's mine are a little bit older than the mums. Mine have come through the other side of the menopause, I think.
Yeah, but they love you, mate. You're like a little bit of eye candy. I saw that woman looking at you yesterday in that steak restaurant. I thought, I'm glad I'm here. Yeah. I'm glad I'm here for this. She was after you, mate. I'm telling you.
Dom's Dollies, my wife calls them. She can spot them. She spots them. You know, because it is a sort of certain age of a woman, and
No, you're
it's
like
lovely. It's nice,
catnip,
you know. It's
like catnip to them.
To get to this age, should have never been any kind of catnip, and then suddenly, a very niche breed, slight catnip.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the same. My wife described it as she said a while back. She went, "There's a certain sort of person who like fancies you," and I think I know why. I was like, "Why?" She says it's because you're of a level of fame and looks that to them feels attainable.
Yeah,
I mean that is an insult, isn't it? She was basically saying,
"Yeah."
You know, there's certain people who are so beautiful, so good-looking, you think, well, I could never have that person.
Yeah, or famous, like, you know.
Or famous, yeah, exactly.
Whereas or she's, Harrison Ford or something,
So, but you're just a level where they're like, man, do you know what, if I worked at it.
I think that's the magic ingredient, isn't it? That's the common touch. I mean, she's meant it as a slur, insult. But it's actually a compliment. I think the people that people love, you know, the Peter Kays, the Sheridan Smiths, Sally Lindsay, they have got that sort of, they feel like
man,
one of us.
Every
that's
woman,
what people
yeah.
like about them.
Anyway, Paul Walker says, as you're both celebrities and dads, I wonder if you could share with us all the moments, well, all of them, all the moments your kids realised you were famous. Did any of them see you on TV and put two and two together, and do any of them actually show any interest in your TV status? Thanks, guys. And I refuse to send in a best fact until the commemorative plate is a prize. Well, thank you, Paul.
Good. No, I like to say somebody's
good
fight
going.
With us. Yeah, it's good.
What about yours? Your boys notice? Well, obviously not your youngest.
No, Hal's not, because I've always... You know, he's not bothered. He's absolutely not bothered. I mean, even did a kids show years ago called All at Sea, and he's probably about the right age that he could be watching it now. And he sat there watching any old, and I go, "You should watch All at Sea, you might like it." Yeah. And then he put it on the other day and he went, "Oh, he looked weird without a beard." And I went, "Yeah." And he went, "Yeah, he looked like a 80s pirate man." And I was like, "What's that mean?" You know, they just like smash some words together to really insult you. But, look a bit fatter in the face. I was like,
"Oh yeah,
thank you."
Told you that time when my daughter shouted, "Daddy, you're on the telly! You're on the telly!" I come in and it was an advert for Obese, A Year to Save My Life. It was just a white guy with a beard.
When we went to Benidorm a couple of years ago, there's a big thing outside Morgan's Tavern, you know, where we filmed all the karaoke stuff. And there's a picture of, like, you know, us filming, and I'm on there and stuff like that. And Hal went, "It's Uncle Jason, it's Uncle Jason." It was John Chalice.
Yeah, Marlene.
Fools and horses, yeah. But I mean,
wow.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened there.
No, I don't know what's going on there.
I went to one of those Christmas, you know, steam lights, you know, when they're like Polar Express as training and stuff. And some woman came over and said, "Can I have a photograph?" And my son just stared at her, and he was like, "Why did that woman want a photograph with you?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know." And he was like, "That was weird."
Just because it was weird, isn't it? If you're
Christmas.
A kid.
Yeah, he just couldn't work it out.
My kids do this really annoying thing when anyone says, "Hi, Jace," or "Hello," or, you know, whatever, even if they're just walking past and say, "Hope you're all right, mate." My kids, every time, oldest one, youngest one, will go, "Who's that?" Like, "Oh, I don't know, do I? I don't know, it's just a bloke."
It's a good one, that.
But they do it every time. "Who's that?" But it's so frustrating.
No, I like that. That is a really good joke. "Who's that?"
And they carry it on. "Who's that?"
That's brilliant. That's a good joke. They should carry that on.
No, they are doing...
Tam's granddad used to do this thing, she told me, when he was driving. And he's, you know, my dad, you know, when you wave when you let someone at a junction, my dad used to that. And I used to say, "Who's that?" And he'd go, "Oh, it's Frank from down the road. He runs the pencil shop." And he'd make a story up.
Right,
Tam said her granddad used to drive down the street going, "Oh, she did buy that hat then. Oh, I thought she would." And she'd like, "Who's that?" But I like that. I like inventing stories about people you've never met.
Right, I'm going to start doing that then, to throw it back at them.
Jason.
Absolute Radio.
Manford.
Where real music matters.
Good morning. It's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge is here.
Hello.
So big news, Steve. Got released this week. Soccer Aid have signed Manford.
Oh, have they? What is it? Is it England versus the rest of the world? Is that what it is? Still?
I'm in the rest of the world team.
You're in the rest of the world, are you?
Okay. Yeah. Got pulled my Irish passport out.
Yeah, and they went, "Oh, lad, I'd love to, but I can't. I've got to go." I'd love. Who's on your? Who've you got? Are you allowed to say who's on your team?
Yeah, yeah. Roberto Carlos, Eden Hazard.
Okay,
he's only just retired as well.
Yeah, that's
like, he's going to be mint,
isn't it?
Yeah. Who else have we got? Usain Bolt. Who else have we got? We've got Maisie Adams. Is she playing for us? I think she might be. Peter Cech in net. Paddy McGuinness is in net for England as well.
Is he?
Oh, I swear. Okay. If I can smash one in top bins against Paddy McGuinness, I will get that blown up on a billboard near his house.
Would you have that goal going in or just his face? Like the disappointment when he just didn't reach it. Would you just have his face?
Yeah, maybe that. Him picking up the ball and just looking. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the shot from behind. You want it with you like celebrating. You know, you want it from the crowd.
Oh, that's the dream. I just love to get 20 minutes in. And because last time, I did it in 2020, but obviously I did it with no crowd last time because it was locked down. And so I went along and I didn't play in the first half. And then in the second half, I remember somebody said, because I was just sat there going, "Well, I'm not going to say to Harry Redknapp, can I play?"
Yeah.
But I was getting to that point where I was a bit like, am I? I know I'm not going to score the winner, but can I go on?
You don't know though, do you? You never know.
Yeah, exactly. And so... So in the end, somebody else went and said, "Oh, Harry, Jason's not played yet."
Jason's not played. Who's what? Where's he play?
Yeah,
it's just that he's sat there and he's freezing his kit. So nobody's talked. There's no crowd here. Come on.
I know. Let him have a run out.
Put the jam roly poly down and let him have 5 minutes.
I first went out and they subbed me on. And then they made this mistake this year, on that year, where they said to us, "Oh, which number would you like?"
Oh, which so you is, just choose. You
yeah, know. But like three of us chose number 10 or whatever. So I was. Yeah. So then I get on, sub on, I play for about 2 minutes, and then I see the sub sign go up and it says number 10 to come off. I thought, I've been on 2 minutes. Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
I haven't done anything. I've only had one touch.
I kicked the ball twice and it both went, each time went to my own player. Well, so I'm doing okay.
Go, yeah.
And Leanne Sanderson was the other number 10 and Robbie Keane was the other number 10. So two professional footballers, they were looking at me going, "Well,
it's obviously you, mate." And you're like, "Not me, Keno, it's you."
So I came off. I was like, "What's going on?" And because I was on telly and because it's for charity, I was trying to do a laughing face of like, "Oh, what the heck's this about?" Inside, fuming. Absolutely livid.
Rage.
And then I think someone else went to Harry, "I think we saw the wrong person on." Then they subbed me back on. It was like rolling subs. I managed to play the rest of the game.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but the mistake I made last time, so I didn't lose the ball. Every time I got it, it went to one of my players, which I learnt that from school. Even my PE teacher used to tell me, look, just pass it to somebody better.
Yeah, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
that's fine. As simple as that, isn't it? If you don't have the confidence to know that you don't think I'm the best footballer here.
That's it.
You know, you don't. You just go, yeah, of course I'll pass it to someone better.
So I did one ball. I think
just the Robbie Keane ball.
Yeah, I showed it, didn't I? Showed it, of course I did. Showed it everybody. And I flipped it. I clipped it over. Joe Cole's coming at me to my right. I get a ball. I flip it over the top. Beautiful weighted pass. Lands in Robbie Keane's path. And then he fires it across the six-yard box where there's nobody there to put it in. And the reason there's nobody there to put it in is because that should have been me.
Yeah. You can't make up that sort of ground.
No, A, I can't make up that sort of ground. And B, this, and the professionals don't do this, of course. I was still stood there going, that was a good pass.
Yeah, and also, wow, he's going to do a great cross here.
Yeah.
Oh. just admiring Roddy Keane.
I was just watching football, yeah. So I feel like I've learnt from that. I just hope my knee holds out. That's
I will say
worry.
This. Do you know there's an actor called Dean Lennox Kelly? And I did a job with him years ago. And he did, I think, Soccer Aid or The Match or one of them, I think. Mm. Like about 15 years ago or something. And he nutmegged Maradona.
And, oh my gosh.
He had the commentary on his phone and he said it was his ringtone. It was just like Lennox Kelly. Maradona's coming. Oh, he's gone straight through his legs and round him.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm keeping that forever.
What a moment you would, wouldn't you? Would be. Yeah, but I feel like the pros, whilst they go a bit easier on you, that is the last thing they want to happen, but is to be embarrassed.
Can I just say this? Would you have this? Manford's got the ball, halfway line. Oh, he's hit it. Oh, McGinnis can't get anywhere near it. McGinnis off his line. That's what you want, isn't it? That's the dream.
That
forget
would be
Maradona.
Actually, I would prefer that, yeah. That would be on this show, in fact. I would have that as the intro of this show for the rest of time.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
So we're getting our house, like, priced. We might sell our house, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're thinking about moving.
Well, I'm not, Steve, if I'm honest.
No. Yeah.
Not been there long. Just had everything there finished, 4 years.
Yeah, but, you know, you had a lot of stuff done, you moved in, so, you know.
I know, but I don't know what's going on. My wife's just a bit like, oh, should we move? I'm like, we've just got it right.
Did she say that as you sat down with a cup of tea in your hand?
Yeah.
Ooh, shall we move? Hey! You know, we'll do one of them.
I've told you before, there is a sensor on our sofa.
Yeah, as soon as your
soon as my bottom touches it.
Yeah.
Someone's in. Yeah. Making me do summit. anyway, we've got an estate agent. We've got a couple of estate agents round. And I sort of forgot what it's like working with estate agents.
Mm. Yeah, we only moved a couple of years ago, so I have a very strong memory of them, yeah.
Yeah. So we got them round, and I had an idea of roughly what the house was going to cost, or would go up for. I was thinking, it costs this much, the mortgage is X amount, and then hopefully...
Been on Zoopla.
Yeah, been on Zoopla. We definitely overspent. You know what I mean? I'm already going, we've overspent on this house. We've spent more than this house will ever be worth. But, you know, anyway, it is what it is. And then you think, right, pay the mortgage off and then you can hopefully see what you've got left and move or whatever it is, however you do it. Anyway, stage you come round, gave me a price and then
was
said...
Was it under or over?
Well under.
Oh, you said they're well said, over, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, no, it was well under and then said, but it could be the price, I think... If you made a few tweaks.
Oh, don't tell me what to tweak, mate.
Mate, that's the worst thing. He didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
That was all he said.
Oh, so you had to sign with him to get those inside tweaks.
And I said, well, what are the tweaks? He went, well, we could discuss that if you, you know, move forward with it. I was like, no. I need to know whether it's worth. So now I'm just sat there in my house all the time going, what the hell?
What did he see? What did he see?
What's he see? I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a tip. You know, we've got six kids, two cats, a tortoise.
Maybe that's it. Just get rid of all the kids. Maybe that was it. Get rid of the kids, get the crayon off the wall. And then,
well, also, because we extended it and stuff, because, you know, it's got There's seven bedrooms in it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've got six kids.
There's eight of us. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Everyone's got a bedroom. So you're thinking, well, what are we going to sell this to? Like a B&B? Like, who's going to buy this?
Yeah, it's a B&B, like a small hotel, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. So anyway, I'm hoping that's enough that to put Lucy off and we can just stay where we are. I cannot be bothered moving. I feel like we should, not that it matters to the listener, of course, really, but we do have a new producer on the show.
Oh, yes, we do, yeah.
We do have a new producer. I don't know if your mic's up, Pete, if you want to say hello.
It is, but my mic's terrible, so hiya.
That's all right. I just feel bad because we're gonna do a bit of bin chat. We've already done questions for Steve, and this is all the last guy's work.
Yeah, it's jingles, isn't it?
But, so I mean, you think...
I feel like you're queuing him up, though, and I think Pete is... He's hitting the cues bang on.
He is on it.
Say. He's very much he's listening. It. He is listening, which I felt like a dem wasn't towards the end.
I have got, though, from the last guy's tenure, a bit of this.
It's hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat. Bin chat.
Yeah, but you can't mix too much with a winning formula, can you, Steve?
No, it's a belting jingle.
At the end of the day. I mean, I don't know why we weren't included in the Radio Academy Awards or whatever they're called.
I thought so, yeah.
I've never even been invited.
No, we've never been. We've made a long list or anything.
We got nominated one year. And then that was it. That's the last I heard.
All right, well.
That's what happened. That's fine. We don't need awards.
We're not for everybody, are we? You know, that's the thing.
We're not for everybody, and that's fine. We just do our thing.
It's, you know, like Nans used to say, "Take me as they find me." That's our attitude, isn't it?
There you go. That should be the name of this show.
They'll take me as they find me.
A bit about bin chat. Gosh, it's a long one, this. Leanne, this is. She says, as humans, we leave approximately 300 samples of our DNA on the planet for an average of 400 years or more. How? She says, with the standard plastic toothbrush. A while back, you both had a conversation about toothbrushes and said, what was the point in using bamboo toothbrushes as they just get thrown away as well? The difference is, oh my God, is this a lecture? She says, the difference is that the standard plastic toothbrush is one of the items that takes the longest to disintegrate. And on average, it will take from 400 years to decompose and will leave chemicals and plastic toxins in
our
soil.
How do they know that, though? Because it hasn't been 400 years since the invention of the plastic toothbrush, has it? So
yeah, but they're
do
just
they know?
Scientists, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
She says that means that the original 1930s nylon toothbrushes and every plastic toothbrush ever created are still in existence now and will be here when our great-great-grandchildren are alive, if not longer. On average, we use 2 to 3 toothbrushes per person per year. And I know Steve likes the numbers, so that's 2.8 million toothbrushes a day or 83.83 million toothbrushes every month that are being thrown away. That is shocking, to be fair.
Yeah.
That is bad.
And they're around for 400 years. That's it. Now. Well, I bet if you put them all in a like a net and threw them in a lava, would that solve the problem?
Yeah, no one's thought about lava to get rid of rubbish, have they?
No, because it's not it's not burning. It's not like creating a like smoke, like when you
Smoke's already bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hot enough, isn't it? It's going to turn anything to
just take a bin truck up there. Do
throw the bin truck in. Save the planet a bit more.
Drive it straight.
One less car on the road, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Leanne goes on to say, it's easy to see why bamboo toothbrushes are better for the environment with it being a natural product. The only element that cannot be recycled are the bristles. They have the same bristles than a standard one. Most people who use the bamboo toothbrush will break off the head of the toothbrush and bin that part when they're finished using it. Then the rest of the bamboo can actually be recycled in your compost bin.
Oh, that's very good. I did not know that. They didn't tell you that. We've got a lot of bamboo toothbrushes, probably about 400.
No,
but they don't tell you that. But I didn't know that. So that's just a really good thing to know, isn't it?
She says, most people think bamboo toothbrushes are expensive, and that's not true. You can pick up a pack of 3 for less than £2. I've used bamboo toothbrushes for 2 years now and not had an issue. I've got an electric one, though. Is that all right? Are they okay?
What? You haven't got an electric bamboo one, have you?
No, just an electric toothbrush.
Well, you've got like lithium batteries in play now, haven't you, as well? And then,
There is that, yeah. She says, please give the bamboo option a try. Tell your friends and family to do the same. I really hope you discuss the toothbrush topic in your hashtag bin chat segment. Well, we have. I've tried to keep the information simple and quick. Well, you haven't done that at all, Leanne. It was one of the longest emails we've ever had, but it was simple. A small change can make a big difference. Well, there you go. That's Leanne from the Bamboo Toothbrush Company, I presume. Yeah.
The old bamboo.
The old bamboo. Yay!
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Steve, there's a story in the paper this week. From this, the headline just said, woman accidentally closes over 7,000 internet tabs.
7,000?
7,000.
Well, hang on. How does that even fit along the bottom of your screen?
Well, it doesn't, does it?
No. What would you get? Maximum, like, 20, 15?
Well, let's find out what's going on, because obviously, also, from the headline, it could be she's just been going around lots of people's computers in libraries and just closing them.
Yeah.
She's done it 7,000 times, but I think they're That's all hers. Are you someone who keeps internet tabs open, or do you close them down straight away? I'm a closer.
I'm a closer. Just keep it clean, innit? You know.
I'm a closer.
On your phone, it's different, innit?
You know, yeah, on your phone.
You know, you look and you've got 36 tabs open. You're like, oh, God, really?
Yeah. For software engineer Hazel, I mean, that's probably a clue.
Oh, okay. She knows what she's doing then. This is not a layman. She knows what she's doing.
No. You would think it was a blessing in disguise when her computer crashed, closing over 7,000 tabs she'd kept open for 2 years. Hazel went to X to vent, that's Twitter, obviously, to vent her frustration that Firefox had refused to restore her session that included the grand total of 7,470 tabs.
That's more than 7,000.
Yeah. But all wasn't lost. After the initial panic and a few helpful social media users, it took no more than a minute to restore every single tab she had, thanks to the browser's profile cache function.
Cache, yeah.
Hazel wrote, "Thank you to everyone who provided info on how to restore an old session. I feel like a part of me is restored." She also went on to explain, despite what people may think, that the impact on a laptop's memory is actually marginal, and she has no complaints about the tabs slowing down a device's speed. I've got to say, I always thought like if you had 20, 30 tabs open, it would start to close, slow things down.
Or it wouldn't let you open anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get to like 50 and go, mate, you got a closed one. You don't need that one.
Pat
you
this
that
in,
B&Q
yeah.
one ages ago. 7,000. 2 years as well. I mean, you'd think some of them would just drop off after 9 months or something.
That's mad, isn't it, that?
I find it weird that she was a software engineer. And I mean, I've heard of a cache, you know, with a list of all the websites she'd been on. But she had to go on X to find that out. And she's a software engineer. I found that odd.
Maybe she's new.
Maybe, yeah. Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
But also, what could be on 7,000 tabs? What the heck is on all those tabs?
Which ones? Well, yeah, that you need.
And how would you know?
Instant access. Yeah, how'd you get to the, I want number 3,000. How'd you find that tab?
Exactly. Oh, that sounds a bit excessive for me. Anyway, it's time for this.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
So it's time for Hit Me With Your Best Facts, where you can win yourself a Jason Manford Show mug. That's not exactly true. It's now just a generic. Absolute Radio mug. Fuming. Fuming. All you got to do is email us your best facts to jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. Steve, what sort of facts are we after?
We're after a fact that teases us, into knowing more. They're the ones, I think, sometimes if it's ridiculous, if it's too clever, like about numbers, we get a bit lost. But if it's just the longest worm in the world was found in Africa and it was, it's always measured in double-decker buses. We know that. And and we're like a topical fact, don't we? You know, it's now, May, isn't it? So some sort of old pagan thing, that would be good. You know, something like that. I don't know. But pique our interest.
That all works, yeah. All you've got to do is email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. So we'll kick off. And our first one is from Patricia, who says, there are species of ants and spiders named after Harrison Ford.
What?
That's what
it
says.
What do you mean they ran out of names? They went tarantula, black widow, and they just looked around the telly and like Indiana Jones was on. They went, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I think pretty much, yeah.
Really?
That's what they say.
Oh, we don't know anything, do we? Are they dangerous? You know what I mean?
They've not told us anything else.
What happened? You got bit by Harrison Ford, died the next day. You know, you want to know?
Yeah. Maybe they just saw like a spider running and there was like a little rock rolling after it.
Yeah, like one of those dung beetles chasing it. pushing the
rock. What's that roll up?
Yeah, just pushing it behind him, and he's going, ah!
I think that's what's happened. Alison Godwin says, I'm writing to share with you a fact that I learnt while at an aquarium that I just had to write to you about.
Okay.
There is currently a type of sea creature that is thought to only reach sexual maturity at 150 years old and can live up to 400 years.
Oh, well, give it a toothbrush. That's what I would say.
Well, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. But then he's got a toothbrush for life. And then,
exactly, he's fine.
Yeah.
Wow, imagine that, 150 years, crikey. And then, is that the same sort of, I'm thinking about times where humans reach sexual maturity, if ever.
Yeah.
How long you got left there? Yeah, I guess he's still got.
Possibly, yeah. Probably.
Quite a lot of time, 250 years left, hasn't he, to get it on.
A sea creature.
That's a sea creature, yeah.
What does it look like? Yeah.
And Dominic says, as Jason went to watch the Knicks, that was in New York a couple of weeks ago, here's a fact. A basketball court easily fits in an 18-yard box of a football pitch.
What, a basket? I said that again.
So a basketball court fits inside the 18-yard box in a football pitch.
Does it?
Well, that's what you said.
Is it that small? It's not, is it? It's not as big as a football pitch, but the 18-yard box seems a bit...
Well, if you think about it,
I suppose you think about it, yeah.
The penalty box is quite big.
But not as big as a basketball court, is it? I'd have thought it was like half of a pitch or something.
No, it's not.
A little bit small, somewhere between the two, but not a penalty box.
No, I think obviously because I'm a basketball guy.
You're a basketball guy, you're a Knicks guy, aren't you? You got the glove and everything, you got the foam.
Go Knicks! Go Knicks! Good hooping.
Three-pointer!
He's obviously right because it's been checked by BBC.
It's a fact, isn't it? It's been checked on BBC. Wow, hang on, Pete might have a different system. Pete might check them on.
That's true.
I don't know, Snopes or something. I don't know
But yeah, when you get a basketball and then a basketball player runs to the other side, it only takes him about six steps.
Maybe.
And he's
You're right, yeah.
So yeah, no, I'll take that. This one's from Rob Pilling. Steve, we're only back to bamboo.
We've just done 400 years as well. This toothbrush one is really coming back, isn't it? So we're back to bamboo.
Scariest tree in the forest as well.
Yeah.
Bamboo. How versatile is bamboo? Rob asks. It can be used as food or scaffolding on houses. And even plumbing, pipework, and much in between. It is probably the fastest growing plant on earth, up to 48 inches a day. Some bamboo is the size of matchsticks and can be 3 to 4 feet in diameter. Bamboo is a grass. Now beat that, he says. He sets down the gauntlet.
That's very good, isn't it?
Why don't they use bamboo more then for stuff?
Well, I don't know actually.
Well, you can't
build
houses.
They do in other countries, don't they?
I guess so.
In Japan and stuff, I think, but they don't. We just use it for holding up a tomato plant, don't we? And putting the bottom of the garden just to shade their neighbours away.
Yeah. Do they use them as straws yet?
I think so. You can get bamboo straws. It's hard with a straw, isn't it? Because all the plastic is bad, but with all the other straws, your paper straws, and
the paper straws are a joke.
I know, but we're trying to save the planet, aren't we? So what is the answer? The metal ones are good. But
metal ones are good, yeah.
Kid falls forward on that, that's going to be an injury.
Yeah, that's not
but,
good.
But, it lasts forever. And how do you clean it? Trying to stand that up in a dishwasher to get the water to jet through it. It's tricky. We've got a couple of them.
Yeah. No, I don't think we should go back to plastic straws, but there's still got to be a better solution than the paper straw.
But even the paper straw, a lot of the paper, to give it any rigidity, I think it's got some sort of lining of plastic inside it, and then you're back to square one, aren't you? So I don't know.
We've got a few of the metal ones, really, but the bamboo, I think the bamboo might be good. And I've been in some restaurants where they do pasta straws.
Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it? Because you need warm water really to activate that, don't you?
Yeah, it doesn't. By the time you drink your drink, it's not going to...
That's what I mean, you need warm water. Unless you're drinking an hot Vimto, there's going to be no problem. Next thing you know, you need Lady the Tramp with a glass of Vimto.
Exactly. Yeah, pasta straw. That's a good one. And one more from Dallas. Dallas Buckley. What a good name that is.
Dallas Buckley.
Dallas Buckley. Did you know that
That is like a private investigator in Texas, isn't it? Like Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
Have a few words with you, ma'am. Oh, yes, who am I speaking to? It's Dallas Buxley.
Dallas says, did you know that an octopus can fit through any size hole as long as their beak can fit through it first?
All right. Okay. That's like a cat, isn't it? Isn't that like a cat's head? The size and a mouse's skull.
Well, it's the opposite of the cat. What do you mean? Well, because the cat's whiskers tells it, right, we can't fit through here.
Yeah, that's your
octopus. Yeah, the octopus is going, as long as I can get this bit in here,
yeah,
the
beak.
Fat bit behind me can come in as well.
Yeah, the legs are all, not the legs, not necessarily the legs. Oh,
not all, well, catch seven
leg.
Legs.
Not my leg, mate. No, I didn't catch my leg on that. Ooh, that's a stinger.
Yeah.
That's, right, okay.
I feel like we could do a whole show on octopuses.
I feel like
octopi.
Octopus facts, yeah.
Fill the posties message, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Fill the post, yeah.
Iron brew contains iron hydroxide, and the secret formula is only known by the former chairman's daughter and one other board member.
That's good, isn't it?
That is good.
When was the last time you had an iron brew?
Well, it's on draft in Scotland, isn't it? So probably
when was the last time you had one?
Maybe 2 years ago.
It's good. Go back. I had one the other day. I was like, I haven't had this for ages. It's good.
They changed the sugar content, though, haven't they? It does taste not as good.
Because I haven't had it for quite a while. I probably hadn't had it for about 15 years before that. I didn't notice that difference.
No.
But, I mean...
Yeah, it is good. What flavour would you say it is, though?
I don't know.
It's like
Vimto, is it? What flavour is Vimto? It's its own flavour. And I think Iron Brew's got a little bit of that. It doesn't... You know, you could get a little bit of, like, what's that? Oh, that's... You get a bit of cherry, a bit of girder. There's a girder in there, isn't
it? Definitely
made
girders,
from girders.
Yeah.
I seem to remember.
Yeah, it's made from girders, yeah.
In the advert. Well, not girders, garters.
Garters. Yeah. I think that was one of those things that they probably had to change for advertising standards.
Well, it's spelled IRN, isn't it? So there's no, you know.
Well, like, you can't say it's made from girders if it's not.
Well, if it's got iron oxide in it, it's made from girders.
Well.
Technically.
I presume they have to say
it. I feel like they'll have to take that out now.
Remember the girl, like, walking down the road with running her hands along the fence and then the fence just came off in her hand because she was so strong.
Yeah.
Good adverts. Don't make them like that anymore. I'll tell you the other one I was thinking of recently as well. Well, two of them came up recently. One of them was, you know when you've been tangoed.
Yeah.
Which Rob Brydon did the voice for.
And James Corden was in it, wasn't he? He was the.
Was he really?
Yeah.
And remember there was all like things at the time of like school kids popping eardrums and that.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
But again, was that real or was that just an urban legend? Did any kid actually have their eardrums popped because somebody slapped them in the face at the same time?
And said, you've been tangoed.
You've been tangoed.
Yeah.
I don't think that happened. I think that was a bit of an urban myth.
We don't know, do we? We don't know.
And the other one, again, mad marketing at the time and
Yorkie.
Also would never happen now. Yorkie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just about to say Yorkie's the mad one, isn't it?
Mad.
Chocolate for blokes.
It's not for girls. I mean, they literally just cut 50% of the market.
Yeah. But were they trying to gain another market? Like a block of Cadbury's Bourneville? Is it that sort of dainty and ladylike? It's not, is it really?
No.
They were like, well, no, this is a different shape. It's a bit thicker. It's for blokes. Blokes chocolate. It's like the same thing in a different shape.
I want to know who came up with that. Like who, you know what I mean? And who, because it wasn't that long ago. It was only early 2000s that we're still saying. I don't think anyone at Yorkie was like, I don't think you went to the shop and tried to buy one as a woman and the guy was like,
I'm sorry. I think you find the fries Turkish Delighter over there, darling.
Go and get yourself a Kit Kat, love.
I bet there was one shopkeeper who was like, I'm sorry, no, that's not.
Wasn't the advert like them, like women dressing up as men?
To try and get.
And actually, if you remember, I just remembered, the O of Yorkie was a female toilet sign with a cross through it.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. I've forgotten all about that. It was, yeah.
I mean, it's mad, isn't it, when you think about it? That was just like, let's just do that.
See what happens. No one complained.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun, wasn't it? They didn't mean it. It was a bit of fun. They have to take everything serious, do we? But yeah, mad marketing. Darren Nobes says the country Brazil is named after a tree.
Is it? Okay. I didn't even know there was. I knew there was a nut, but is that the name of the tree?
Maybe that's where the nut comes from. The nut, yeah.
Maybe. The Brazil. He had a lazy day, that guy, didn't he?
Did he just?
Well, should we? The nuts are called Brazil. What's the tree called? Brazil. What's the country they grow in? Brazil. Stop asking me questions. What's your wife called? Brazil.
Who's this Scottish former Scottish footballer?
Alan Brazil.
Brazil. Gary McKay says, the Mona Lisa painting has no eyebrows.
Really?
Never noticed that.
There is something about Mona Lisa, isn't there, that's not that sort of normal looking.
But it's funny how that
became such
a
famous painting, isn't it? Because there must have been a bloke who did something very similar.
Yeah, but isn't there theory that the Mona Lisa is like a self-portrait of Leonardo da Vinci as a woman?
What, like that Snapchat filter when you can, when you got long hair and you can have a, like that, he's basically done that.
Yeah.
He's done that.
Yeah. That's the sort of, so that's why the Mona Lisa looks like,
And isn't it one of those paintings that when they like analysed it with like a special thing, it was like four different versions underneath where he changed it and stuff. Do you think did, if it's a self-portrait of him as a woman, do you think he did the eyebrows first and they were a bit too mad and he went...
Yeah, went over it.
I'll just get rid of the eyebrows completely.
We've got another one from Aaron, who says, my best fact is that the average cumulus cloud weighs the same as three blue whales.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the average cumulus cloud, but is that the average cloud? I'd take it.
Yeah. That's your average cloud.
Three
blue whales.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
your cumulus cloud is your is the one that you draw if you were going to draw a cloud.
You draw a cloud. The one they stick on the weather map.
Yeah, exactly that one. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the water in it. That makes sense. Three blue whales. Time to pick a winner for our Hit Me With Your Best Facts this week. I'll rattle through them very quickly for you, Steve.
Yep.
We had that there are ants and spiders named after Harrison Ford.
I am very interested in that. I want to know.
There's a sea creature that doesn't hit sexual maturity until 150. Basketball court can fit inside a penalty box, essentially, the 18-yard box. Bamboo, very versatile, can make housing and scaffolding, plumbing, pipework and whatnot. Dallas told us about the octopus that can fit through any size hole as long as their beak fits through first. Yeah. Iron Brew contains iron hydroxide and the secret formula is only known by the former chairman's daughter and one other board member. The country Brazil is named after a tree. The Mona Lisa painting has no eyebrows and the average cumulus cloud weighs the same as three blue whales. Steve, what do you reckon?
I mean, I want to know about the Brazil thing, but that I think the fact that we can spread to the world is that the cloud one, isn't it?
The cloud one. That's perfect, think so too, you know, because this weather.
Yeah.
They're out.
Look at a cloud.
Because you're going to look up and go.
And you're going to go. Do you know how much water's in that?
Yeah. Three blue whales, mate.
Three blue whales. Make sure, remember, it's blue whales, right? Don't say any other whales. It's got to be blue whales.
Yeah. Gosh, and there they are just floating in the sky, Steve. That's mad.
Yeah, there you go.
How does something that weighs that much float in the sky?
Imagine if you saw one that was in the shape of a blue whale, or three blue whales.
Three of them. It's a good fact, and it's won you a prize at Aaron Giles. A Absolute Radio mug is winging its way to you, my friend. Steve, what you got planned rest of the day, rest of the week?
I'm back with this weather, with the good weather, I'm back doing trying to build the shed, trying to work on the shed.
Just, is it not anywhere near finished or?
No, I've just done a frame. I've got the roof frame. I'm putting the roof panels on now and then I'll start the cladding around the outside. It's just, my son's
asked mega shed.
My son's asked for a couple of things. Well, in comparison to the other shed, which was tiny.
It doesn't need planning permission.
No,
okay?
It's called a mega shed because it's, in terms of the size of the other one, it's tiny.
Yesterday, Steve got really worried that we'd called it a mega shed on the radio. And he thought that people were going to start complaining.
Yeah, it's just twice as big as the other shed, which was tiny.
It's just a normal shed.
Yeah. But I bought some windows, you know, like you do off eBay and stuff, just to put on the shed somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And there's two that I don't really need. And I said, I'm going to leave these two. And someone went, no, I want those. I went, where they go? They don't know the front. And he went, just on the back there, on the floor, there can be nature windows so we can see, like, things walking past. And I was like, all right, that's not, I'm going to forget about that. And about 2 days later, I was like, so I'm not going to do those other windows. He went, you got to do the nature windows. I'm like, oh, nature windows. What's the nature window? Like a window at the bottom of the, you know, the wall. So, I've done that to myself. I shouldn't have asked his opinion, but now I've got to do nature windows.
Oh, I think that's cute, though. I think that'll actually add value to the mega shed.
I know, but it's another window. And it's two windows I need to fit.
That's also, when the council come to tell you to tear it down, you can say it's there for nature.
It's the nature window.
It's there for the nature. Oh, I love it. Well, I'm getting my shorts on today, mate, because it's absolutely glorious. And got a bit of paddle. And then we've got to see Fawlty Towers, the musical, on Wednesday.
Yeah, we are.
So we'll let you know what that's all about this time next week. Have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy your week. Hopefully it carries on being sunny where you are. And we'll see you same time here on Absolute Radio.